Good morning. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. I want to thank you, God, for this morning. Good morning. Dear God, I want to thank you for what you have already done. I'm not going to wait until I see results or rewards. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until things look better. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until people stop talking about me. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until the pain in my body disappears. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm not going to wait until my finances situation improve. I'm going to thank you right now. I'm going to thank you for the De Leon family for putting us in this platform. I want to thank you for the Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for taking the answer to the call of what God has sent to the TMC family. I want to thank everyone for getting on this call this morning and listen to what we're about to hear the leader speaker is going to give us this morning to go out so that we can empower our community, empower ourselves, to help others to grow and get healthy. I want to thank you, Jesus, for this. I want to thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for everything. Thank you for waking us up this morning. And, Lord, more importantly, give us the strength to go out this weekend and be productive and help someone to get healthy this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let us say amen. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Cynthia Cox. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, my sister, for seating us and greeting us on this show, Your Faith by Your Action Friday. And thank you so much for opening us up in prayer. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. Happy Friday. Of course, this is Tiffany Lauderdale by way of Southern California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And on behalf of our founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador of Artists International, we welcome you where your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here on the Master's Call. For here, it is all about the Master. We seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we know that all things, good things, great things, new things, wonderful things will be added unto us. So as you go out this Friday, go out with anticipation and expectation that something great is going to happen to you today. So we welcome you to the call. We want to ask that each of you this week would go, weekend, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, would go online to our website. That website is www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call. They are on our website. And maybe you need a word. Go through the archives and see which word is for you, because I know that there is one or several there that would apply to you. Also, if you are interested in being a prayer intercessor, you would like to greet the TMC family as they come on the line. You would like to be a part of the Artist Empowerment Conference, the Ministry Sunday, where we have to minister at the conference. Please, please, please reach out to us by email. If you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, if you have a testimony, you know it's Friday, so we get to share with one another openly and out loud. But maybe there's something that's going on during the course of the week and you just need to get to someone. Well, utilize our email address, info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will respond to you. Each and every Monday through Friday, we have the opportunity to head over immediately following this call to the morning motivational call. And so we give a shout out this morning to Godmother Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and we say total and complete healing to you in the name of Jesus. But there are so many phenomenal leaders who have stepped up to the plate, and they do what they need to do, what is necessary on that call. So please join us at 5 at 530-881-1300, and the PIN code or access code is 539598 pound, and that's immediately following the second part of this call today for those of you who will be staying on, and then usually normally it's at my time would be 5:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, and 8:30 Eastern Standard Time every Monday through Friday. Also, on Tuesdays, we have the God-Driven Bible Study with Pastor Michael Johnson, and that number is 805-399-1000. And the replay is 1099. So instead of 1,000, use 1099, and the access code 366-098. All roads lead to the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas. The Kings of Artists presents the final event for this year. The Artist Empowerment Conference will be taking place October the 31st, November the 1st, and November the 2nd. So get your passports ready and let's head on over to the Bahamas. Please visit www.artistempowermentconference.com, www.artistempowermentconference.com for details on our next exciting event. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to you the man of God that will be bringing the message straight from the throne room this morning. Bishop C. Horace Kitson leads by doing all to the glory of God. He and his wife, Dr. Lorna Kitson, share 36 years of a blissful marriage. They have two amazing daughters, Ruth Ann and Joanne, and one phenomenal granddaughter, Ariana. He is the pastor of House of Prayer and Praise Deliverance Center in Orlando, Florida. He is an artist, entrepreneur, and is on the move to build the kingdom of God. His vision is to glorify God with one mind and one mouth. He definitely is a man on the move for God, serving the kingdom of God and making things happen. So at this time, this morning, this day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. Our ears are open to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. Bishop Horace Kitson, are you out there this morning?
I am. Good morning, Deborah. Jeff, this is Pastor Vanessa. I am looking at a text that has just come from Bishop. Let's keep him in prayer. He just texted me that an emergency has come up with his granddaughter, and he is having to rush to the hospital. He did not text any other details but to ask me to pray and ask us to pray. So we're going to keep him in prayer. And so yours truly will hop in right now. And
okay, so if that is the situation, we speak total and complete healing right now to Ariana in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. So at this time, the next voice that you will hear will be that of our phenomenal and amazing Mother Eagle, none other than the wonderful, the fabulous, the vibrant, the dedicated and committed, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, people of God. And we just thank you for praying for her, and we will continue because I spoke with Bishop last night, and he was ready to go. But we know that he needs to be right where he is. But we praise God that the word of God, as always, will go forth on this line. And I apologize yesterday that I know some of you weren't on at the beginning of the call, and we want to apologize again for the service, not allowing people to get in 2 days ago. But we praise God that Pastor Chuck was right on the line, and he hopped right in and made it happen, and we were blessed just to know that the word went forth. So we're encouraging many of you all who didn't hear that powerful word that he spoke to please go to our website, and it is posted. Again, at themasterscall.net. This morning, I'm going to just speak what has been on my heart. We are in a transition in artists. We are in a shifting and a sifting that is of God. And a lot of times when we pray for change, we don't even recognize some of the changes that God does first in our individual life and then in our family and in our corporate life. And I've talked about this before, but he's been dropping a lot of nuggets in my spirit. And this morning I want to speak on just tell the truth, just live the truth, but utmost be an instrument of truth. Just tell the truth. Just live the truth, but be an instrument of truth. We know as believers that many times things may be a fact, but they have to line up with the truth of God's word. I was teaching a series to our Wednesday night Bible study at our church on the gifts and how to recognize your different gifts, and I talk about how a lot of times when we have some facts that contradict in our heart when we think of the truth of God's word, we haven't been as focused and as faithful to stand firm till the truth of God's word comes along. I want to use as our backdrop text a very familiar passage out of Ephesians 4 when Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus and helping us to understand many times in our lives facts are messed up. Some of us are looking at our back office and saying, ooh, this is a hot mess. But the truth is God's promised you a Jehovah Nissi victory. God's promised you to be victorious as the royal platinum, as the president, whatever your goals are. Your body may be racked with pain and you got a bad doctor's report. That's a fact. But the truth is, by his stripes, I am healed. Some relationships may be going all awry. That's maybe a fact, but the truth of God's word, his promises, the koinonia, the sweet fellowship and communion one with another. In the book of Ephesians 4, verses 14 through 16 for your reading today, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. In other words, there are holy haters out there. There's people who scheme to destroy, to abort, to just delay every good and perfect gift that God has for you. But here's the key, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And verse 16, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. In other words, everybody has something to do. And fitly joined together, we get the job done. I love how Minister Tiffany said, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. Even in the NIV, that verse 5, verse 15 says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. We're endeavoring today, we're endeavoring through this season especially, just tell the truth, but live the truth. And then as you're living, as you're walking this thing called Christianity out, be an instrument of God's truth. See, 14 verse speaks of making your minds up to be rooted and grounded in God's word, not any longer being wishy-washy to and fro. One day I'm focused, the next day I'm flimsy. One day I will pass my trial and be triumphant. The next day, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. See, verse 16 reminds us, fitly joined together or a team together, everyone achieves more. The God-ordained lanes of ministry we were given, if you roll back up to Ephesians 4:11, that's our example of the New Testament church and the fivefold structured God's way. Today, this morning, we're all going to be together and look at our Holy Ghost member mirror, and we're going to deal with our own beliefs, our own actions, our own lifestyles, and speak the truth first to ourselves. Then we're going to live the truth each and every day. And then we're going to be an instrument of truth in the midst of the mist, in the midst of darkness. We're going to speak the truth. See, absolute truth is actually scary for some of us because we color, we dress up, we often stretch the truth with so many things we do and say. And we must understand that God is no longer going to permit us these colorful liberties with his truth. Too often it literally comes close to just speaking a lie while we have deceived ourselves and our own hearts into believing we're talking by faith. When we know that there is a scriptural principle, yes, in Romans 4:17, to call things that be not as though they were, we cannot ignore the balance of the gospel, that we're calling those things in by faith, not decreeing that it's a fact right now. Let me make that a little clearer. There is a basic act of faith, just telling the truth, clearly understanding the difference, and speaking the truth in love, and then activating the heavenlies with words of faith and anointed affirmation. Again, the fact, maybe you have cancer, but the truth is by his stripes, you are healed. The fact that your money is funny and your change is strange, but the truth is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Yireh, will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, Philippians 4:19. It may be a fact that the loved ones have left you and walked out on you, left artists, not cooperating, but the truth is that God said he would never, in Hebrews, leave you or forsake you. It may be a fact that you've just been laid off, lost your job, or even your home. But the truth is God said that the steps of the righteous, Psalms 37, are ordered by the Lord. And though he fall, he didn't say if we fall, it's when you do fall, you shall not be utterly cast down. Because the Lord upholds you with his hand. And here comes the promise. Though I've been young and now I'm old, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. That's the Jehovah Tiskanu, right relationship between you and Daddy God, between me and Daddy God. Yet I've not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. And we definitely are Abraham's seed and entitled to the same and better covenant promises. Today, my beloved TMC family, while we're standing in the light of truth, one at a time, first by getting right with God individually, in other words, where there needs to be repentance, instead of just having regrets, you got caught or regret it didn't work out, true repentance, knowing that we grow up from there first, then we can come together and be corporately strong. Now, before you get real nervous, I want to get off the line and get on the line, and let's again go over verse 15, because that really is the theme of my ministry, Gathering of the Eagles, to speak the truth in love. Even when it's some hard things to say, it can always be seasoned with the grace and the love of God, the agape love. All today, just tell the truth, first to ourselves, just live the truth each and every day. Be an instrument of truth, being his light in the midst of darkness, being his minister in the marketplace. Remember, we're entering now this eighth month of the year, new beginnings. We're three-fourths, or a little over half of the year more gone. But we've got to believe in our heart that God's going to do in us the things he promised to do, the new beginnings that he promised to give us. And in our journey in truth, we've got to make sure that we understand first, truth is an equal opportunity lender. Truth is not impartial. It hits all of us upside the head from time to time. And then the process of truth and the journey of truth, we've got to decide to grow up, work those faith muscles, and say, God, no more holy hustle, no more jiving, and no more faking it till I make it. I want to be full of the fruit, so that I am rooted and grounded in right relationship with God. So what do we do when we go on this journey of truth? Well, in that T, we're going to have some tests. We're going to have some trials. But we're going to learn a new level of trust. We know it, Proverbs 3, that 5th and 6th verse. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, not partially. You know, for some things we get into half-heartedly. Uh-oh, we didn't meet the basic requirements. That verse said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. No. Don't have a reserve tank in the back that just in case he hurts me or just in case they don't come through. I'm not going to give them all my heart. No. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But what if I get hurt? Oh, the grace of God is sufficient. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all of our ways. All. What does that mean in the Greek? All. What does that mean in the Hebrew? All. What does that mean in Ebonics? All. Your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. And in all of our ways, all of them, acknowledge him. We're going to have some tests. We're going to walk through our trials. And we're going to learn a new level of trust today. That's speaking the truth. The R in truth. First, repent. Matthew 3, that second verse says, repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Second, rejoice through your process. Keep the right attitude. Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7 says, think on the things which are honest, pure, of good report, praiseworthy. Think on these things. In other words, change your attitude so your altitude, eagles, can soar higher. And then thirdly, after you've repented and you're rejoicing through your process, keeping the right attitude, then there comes a time of refreshing. In Acts 3:19, repent, turn then and turn to go to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. Then in you and our journey of truth, understand we all need better understanding. Get some good understanding. Proverbs 4, that 4th and 5th verse, talks about wisdom, Sophia in the Greek, and it says, in all thy getting, get understanding. Get understanding. See, too many of us have had an experience. I've taught this before years ago. God gave me this revelation way back in 96 that we have an experience. Okay, we know this experience, and we gain knowledge. And knowledge means, okay, I know now that if I do this, then that will happen. I know if I go there, then this will be the result. We have knowledge, but we haven't climbed higher to the next level of understanding. Many of us can tell you in detail knowledge things that happened in the past, but we didn't get wisdom. We didn't grow and get understanding. And a collection of good understanding is wisdom. We want to be wise in our journey of truth and all you're getting. Get understanding. How do I get understanding, Dr. V? You ask God in James 1:5, if you lack wisdom, just ask it of him, and he'll give it to you liberally. In other words, he ain't going to give you just a little bit there. God said, I'm going to pour out some understanding. You're going to have to work to miss this thing because I'm going to make it so plain. You're going to run into it here and there and everywhere. And that's what I pray over my own life, so that absolutely no deception gets in your heart. Then the T in our journey of truth, when you pass the test, when you pass the test, that means you can't quit. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. When you pass the test, then you will be triumphant. You will triumph the Jehovah Nissi. The Jehovah Nissi is the banner of victory in Colossians 2:15. And having disarmed the powers and the authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. In the old times, when one camp would defeat the other, they would gouge out the eyes of the enemy and put a chain around their neck, and they literally, instead of being on a horse, they'd have to walk behind like a parade and be publicly humiliated to show that this foe is now defeated. And those areas of our lives, would we allow God to defeat that little anger enemy that wants to come in and be disruptive, defeat that unforgiveness spirit that wants to latch onto your ankle and never let loose of your mouth, to let go of that, always looking for a scheme instead of just being honest and integrous. The truth, when we pass the test, and the last H, humility. What is humility? Always honoring God. In 1 Peter 5:5-7 says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders, all of you. Clothe yourself with humility. Quit tooting your own horn. Humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. So now let's tie all this together with an honest self-evaluation, along with a sincere determination to tell the truth. Ephesians 4:15, speaking the truth in love means speaking with pure motives, speaking with honest intentions, speaking being fair and having consistent actions means, again, no holy hate, no justifiable manipulation, no spiritual storytelling, all today, just tell the truth, first to ourselves. Just live the truth. Be a living epistle each and every day. Just be an instrument of truth, being his light in the midst of darkness, being his minister in the marketplace. I speak, God, that in each and every listener's heart today, revelate, explode, implode in them your godly truth. And we will embrace it, and we will walk it out, and be, again, a better mouthpiece with the message of being your minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Now I can.
Oh, well, praise God. What a powerful and profound message straight from the throne room. Thank you, woman of God. Let us go to God in prayer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, God, we thank you for this Friday. We thank you that you allow us to show our faith and that our actions will display what you would have us to do in this day, God. We thank you for Artists International, for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the Power Start Restart, and we thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed for us to take artists to another level in these next 4 days, God. We thank you, Father God, for just your grace and your mercy. We thank you for everything that you give us. Right now, I speak deliverance and healing on this line. I lift up Mr. Krennic to you, and I pray that you will regulate his heart and his mind right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Christy to you, and I pray that you would give her peace that surpasses all understanding, God, and that if she would just trust and link up to you, God, that you would show her great and mighty things. I speak peace, deliverance, comfort, and strength to each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. I speak that every goal and every dream will be manifest in 2014, God. I thank you for the woman of God who has come this morning to empower, enrich, and enhance our lives. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would just renew in her the new things that you would have, the greater things, the wonderful things in her life, in her ministry, in her family, Father. Bless Mother Josie right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And so as we go out this day, we never go out from your presence, God. We thank you that you are forever with us no matter where we are, whether it's dark or light, God. You are with us, so we thank you for being there with us 24/7, God. And so as we go out into greater and new things, we know that something great shall happen to us this day. So we thank you and we praise you and we celebrate you in advance, and we give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray and I decree and declare these things to be so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. So thank you, Master's Call family, for dialing in and joining us this day to hear the replay for this call and to put it on your Facebook page and pass it along to someone else. The number is 712 432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677#. Remember, you are great. So go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. Immediately following the second part of this call, head on over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code 539598#. Remember to visit the Artist Empowerment Conference website at www.artistempowermentconference.com to get information regarding the next Artist Empowerment Conference. And remember, check your back office, because you want to make sure that you power start and restart your artist business today. Make it happen before the 18th of August and watch what God will do for you. So at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Vanessa to come back to the line and give us our benediction. Not only will she give us our benediction for this part of our call, after that, she will go ahead and take us into the second level of what the Master's Call will have for us on this day. God bless you all. I love you. Back over to you, Dr. V.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. As she's saying, today is Friday, and for those who we always invite you to hang on, if you would like to give your prayer request or give us a praise report, Friday is our day, so we want to make sure that we remember those in prayer. We're lifting up, especially as we close, Monique Wallace and her family with the homegoing of celebration of her father yesterday. So we're going to close this message today, encouraging everybody to speak the truth, live the truth, and watch God show up with his great and mighty truth walking and marching in our lives. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for this faithful Friday. We thank you for each and every listener on this line, each and every family represented here today. Thank you, God, that you always have been faithful to provide a place, a platform, and us to be pillars of your word and your presence, and letting godly power go forth out of our lives. We are your instruments of truth. So as we leave this call, guide us, instruct us, and we will be submitted and obedient to be your mouthpieces, decreeing and declaring in every area of our lives your truths, which set every captive free. So we seal this word in our hearts. We will water this word so that the fruit will be found in every area of our life. We decree and declare that it is done, and it is so. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. And for those of you who have to leave us now, we say a hearty goodbye to you, but thank you for. And those of you who are able to hang on, if the queue is now open, all you have to do is hit *6, just so we have enough recording time left. I'm going to be stopping the recording, but I'm going to be